morning, June 21st. If you are interested in helping out, please see Linda Andrews or Carrie Duno. LCUUC will be hosting the Winter Women's Spirit 2013 conference here this February. Any women interested in being on the local committee to help host the conference are invited to meet here today at noon in Amy's office.
I'm Chris Rollins. I am your rummage queen from 2014. I'm going to keep this real brief because I'm really excited about today's kids' service. And there's too many people to thank for all your hard work this year in our rummage. The donations were outstanding. People were commenting they're coming back next year because we have such great stuff. The plant sale was fabulous. Jerry and Esther Flackus, give them a round of applause. Plant sale total $420 this year. Thanks for digging in your dirt, people. The rummage, I want to just say a couple quick things. Barb Adams, we did something new this year. We had a cookout, and we made some money on food, and Barb did everything. And we have a grill now, thanks to Barbara and Paul. They donated a grill to the church, so we have a grill. The rummage, everyone who came and showed up, thank you. Teardown went 3 o'clock yesterday. We were done. We closed at 2. We were ready to roll the Goodwill at 3, so I thought that was amazing. We crushed the figure from last year, which was $1,600. Our total for the rummage this year was $2,512. Thank you.
Thank you. Spirit Play class to lead us in their classroom child of waiting. The words are in your order, sir.
Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we strive to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything we do. My name is Kaya Rollins. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever they are in life's journey and whatever their backgrounds, will find a lasting home here. Whether you came here this morning to be inspired by our youth or just showed up not knowing this was a youth-oriented worship service, you are very welcome here. Whether you've seen Frozen 22 times or haven't seen it yet, you are welcome here. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in the social hall after the service. And while you're there, stop by the welcome table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church activities as we look forward to all our visitors, friends, and members joining in. Please take a moment at this point in the service to silence all electronics you may have with you here today. I would too, but I don't have a phone. And again, welcome to all here this morning. We are so pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here to celebrate RE Sunday with all of you. Of course, this is my favorite service of the year, and I imagine it is for many of you as well. As most of us know, we UUs have seven principles that guide us, and they're very nicely summarized on the beams in our church here. We also have six sources from which our living tradition is drawn, and a lot of us are less familiar with those. But our first source is, quote, the direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder affirmed in all cultures, which moves us to a renewal of the spirit and an openness to the forces which create and uphold life." End quote. This source reminds me of the way a child sees the world, with mystery, wonder, and openness. So often, as we get older, we see the world as black and white. We forget to wonder. And that closes us off to seeing all the beauty that's around us at times. This source, the experience of mystery and wonder, invites us to see, to think outside the box, to consider possibilities we hadn't before, and just be present to the joy of being alive. To wonder is to open ourselves up to the splendor of creation. We see that life is amazing and wonderful. And when something is wonderful, it is filled with wonder. I really like the expression, filled with wonder. Even a very rational scientist or humanist or atheist can be filled with wonder at the incredible complexity of life. Life and nature offer us innumerable opportunities to wonder at how the light filters through a spider's web and morning dew, at how a rainbow can hold so much color and fill the expanse of the sky, or even at how a friend can know just what to say to us at just the right time. The more we notice what's going on around us, the more opportunities we have to be filled with wonder. We do a lot of wondering in our RE classrooms. Since, as Unitarian Universalists, we don't dictate what our children are supposed to believe, we spend a lot of time discussing what we believe, what we think, and we consider different viewpoints. We encourage our kids to wonder, to question, and to use their imaginations. The inspiration for the theme of this service this year around wonder was taken from the introduction this year of our Spirit Play classroom, which you're going to hear more about shortly. In this program, the children are invited to unleash their impulse to wonder in response to a story that's told. After hearing the story, the teacher invites the children to reflect on it with a phrase beginning, "I wonder." These wondering questions invite the children to use their imaginations. There's no right answer. Each of them, each of us, take away something different from the stories, and we share these takeaways, and that can set the wondering going again. Wonder engages both the heart and the head, and encourages people to bring a creative spirit out in them. And there's no age limit to wondering. It continues and deepens our spiritual understanding throughout our lives. Last year on RE Sunday, we considered how gratitude can be a spiritual practice. Well, wonder can be considered a spiritual practice as well. It can begin, by simply slowing down and taking time to really experience the world around us, to see it, to touch it, to taste it, hear it, smell it, and then wonder about it. Consider what we're experiencing from different angles, different perspectives. Explore without assuming that there's just one answer or explanation to what we discover. To let our wonder come alive in our imagination. This spiritual practice, if we tried it out, we may find it can spice up our lives. So this morning's worship service can help us to cultivate wonder. When we see our youth with their enthusiasm, singing and sharing what they've learned this year, we're filled with wonder at how precious they are. For those of us who've had the privilege of raising children, we've experienced countless times when their insights have helped us to see the world with greater appreciation and wonder. So life can be filled with wonder in so many ways, and being here, surrounded by our children and youth, offers us a unique opportunity to not only be filled with wonder at the joy of their creation, but also to wonder about how these children will grow up in our world. What impact will they have? And to think about what impact our interactions with them will have on the way that they live their lives.
You know, we have this opportunity for them to share with us this morning what they've done. But what I hear from our kids so often is how meaningful it is for them to get to know the adults in the congregation. And when those interactions happen, you know, it's wonderful, not only for us, but, you know, they get a lot out of it as well. So let us hope that the community we create here will inspire our kids as they inspire us to work for a better world. Let us continue to wonder and appreciate and use our imaginations to create and uphold a life worth living. Now, Raven's going to come up.
One of the ways we care for the wider community is by contributing to local food pantries, both financially and through the collection of non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. If you have food items to share, please bring them forward at this point in the service, or ask a child to bring them forward for you. We invite the children to come up front and enjoy a story.
Kindergarten through second grade spirit play class, and each week in class we tell a story, and today we're going to have the children help do that so you can get a little sample of what we do. So I see that today's story comes in a green box, and it reminds us of one of our promises to grow by exploring what is true and right in life. And we have an underlay that we begin with, and this one's kind of an earthy green color, so I wonder what this story might be about. We have some brown here that reminds us of earth and nature. And I remember that nature is one of our Unitarian sources. I wonder if this story is about nature. So we begin. If you've got the sun. And if you've got the rain. And you plant a little seed. In the old black lane. And you wish and you pray and you keep the weeds down. You might find a root growing out. From the seed in the ground. And if you've got the sun. And if you've got the rain. And you plant that little seed in the old black lane. And you wish and you pray. And you keep the weeds down. You might find a shoot growing out. from the root, from the seed in the ground. And if you've got the sun, and if you've got the rain, and you plant that little seed in the old black lane, and you wish and you pray and you keep the weeds down, you might find a stem growing out. From the shoot, from the root, from the seed in the ground. And if you've got the sun, and if you've got the rain, and you plant a little seed in the old black lane, and you wish and you pray and you keep the weeds down, you might find a flower growing out. From the stem, from the shoot, from the root, from the seed in the ground. And if you've got the sun, and if you've got the rain, and you plant a little seed in the old black lane, and you wish and you pray and you keep the weeds down, you might find a seed growing out. From the flower, from the stem, from the shoot, from the root, from the seed in the ground. And now I'm going to turn it over to Miss Megan to do some of our wondering questions.
I wonder how the seed knows what to do. I wonder if every seed grows. I wonder if any of you have ever planted a seed.
And Miss Carla will give us an overview of what this spirit play is. She's the master of it all for her.
She got it as well.
So, spirit play. It's based on Montessori. Maria Montessori had developed her method of teaching over 100 years ago. And Anita Penfold and Reverend Ralph Roberts and Robert Lee Bruce all started looking into alternate methods of teaching. In the UU Church, they were all out in Massachusetts. In 2000, they put together what they called Spirit Play. And then they went around the country starting to train people. Now there's 140 churches across our continent that teach Spirit Play in our UU churches. Its goal is to create a classroom where as Nita says, through the Montessori method, the Spirit Play classroom helps children to slow down enough to learn how to be still and how to listen to their inner lives, to help them find the tools to carry them forward into living an active religious life and exploring their spirituality. So at our orientation at the beginning of this church year, we invited the children in. The room is not lighted with the overhead lights. We're doing incandescent lights around the room so that it's a peaceful environment and subdued. we tell the children, remember what we said, we walk more slowly and we talk softly in our classroom. And everyone in our classroom is treated kindly and fairly, right? We all get a chance to share. We all get a chance to listen to the stories and wonder about them. And then the room is what, as Montessori, as her method recommended, is a prepared environment where the materials are all out on a shelf in order. The children will choose a work or a basket, a story basket, or any of the materials, art materials. They might want to paint a painting. And so after they've had the initial lesson for any of these works, then they are free to choose that during the work time after the story. Then they can work together, they can work alone. It's their chance to explore themselves. So then we'll ring the bell. It'll be time to finish. We'll clean up. Everybody puts everything back onto the shelves as they had found it. And we'll sing songs and say goodbye and leave our quiet, peaceful classroom.
Opportunity to connect with people of all ages and allows us to grow and learn as a community. Let us now take an offering to sustain this place we call our spiritual home. The morning offering will now be given and received.
This is the time in our service where we typically share our joys and concerns. Today we will light two symbolic candles. The first one represents the joys we have in our hearts. The second is for the concerns that are in our minds and hearts today. This will lead us into a few moments of silent thought, meditation of the spirit of prayer.
Thank you.
at this point in our service, we have each of our classrooms come up and do a short presentation that's going to help us understand a bit about what they did in their classrooms this year. Spirit Play already went. So I'm going to invite the 3rd to 5th grade kids to come up with their teachers. And then after your presentation, just stay up for a little bit, please. So come on up, 3rd to 5th grade.
This year, the curricula for the 3rd to 5th graders focused on our Judeo-Christian heritage and reinforced values such as respect for all, sharing worldly goods, conflict resolution, friendship, and forgiveness. We heard stories from the Hebrew and Christian Bibles, which are central to our culture and to our heritage as Unitarian Universalists. Jesus was introduced as the Jewish reformer who brought a message of egalitarianism to the oppressed and powerless, and who described a kingdom of love already present in the hearts of the people. The kids today are excited to share with you some of the stories they learned this year. Music, please. Play Family Feud Bible Edition. Let's meet our two families, the Abraham family and the Daniel family. Thank you. And now, whoops. Here is our host, Jesus.
Hello, I'm Jesus, and this is Family Feud Bible Edition. I will read off a question, and the family, the Abrahams and the Daniels will try to answer them. Question number one is, name a Bible story about a big boat and lots of animals. Yes?
Toy Story.
I'm sorry, that is wrong.
Noah's Ark.
That is correct. Question two, name a Bible story about a small boy and a big giant. Yes.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I'm sorry, that is not correct. Yes.
David and Goliath.
That is correct. Question number three is, name a Bible story about a woman who wants to clean her house for me and her sister who wants to listen to my teachings.
Junie B. Jones.
That is incorrect. Yes?
Mary and Martha?
Correct. Question number four. Name a Bible story about the Earth's first man and woman.
I think it's Frozen.
That is incorrect. Go on. That was a good movie.
Adam and Eve.
That is correct. Question number five. Name a Bible story about a traveling man who takes pity on a beaten, robbed enemy on the side of the road. Yes?
Harry Potter?
No. Yes?
Good Samaritan. Samaritan.
That is correct. Name a Bible story about a man who lives in the wilderness and baptized. Yes?
The Hobbit.
That is incorrect, but I would like to be baptized by Bilbo. Yes?
John
the Bear.
That is correct. Question number 7 is, name a Bible story about a man who lives in the wilderness. Name a Bible story about 10 responsibilities written on a stone tablet. Yes?
Despicable.
No.
Sorry. 10 Commandments.
That is correct. This is my last question. And question number 8 is, name a Bible story about a man who was swallowed by a sea creature. Yes?
Little Mermaid?
No.
Jonah and the Large Fish.
That is correct. That's all the time we have for Family Feud Biblical Edition, and we will be seeing you next time. Thanks, kids.
Thanks, kids. Alright. So, it's fine that the kids went back to their seats, but I'd like their teachers to just come up here briefly. I'd like to recognize the people who taught this 3rd to 5th grade class this year. So they are Heidi Krachowski, Heidi Blue, Helen Vera, Chris Rollins, Stacy Schick, Amy C., and Jeff Craney. So thank you so much for being here. And before you go back to your seats, I'm going to invite you to come up and choose your teacher gift this year. And you can go ahead and come and just look this year again and just pick one, and then you can go back. And there's some tissue paper if you want to take it to wrap it in. So last year, Dave Cicero volunteered to make our teacher gifts, and he made these really wonderful mugs that said LCUC on them. And he volunteered to do that again this year, and he made leaves that are to be used as spoon rests. And you probably have noticed a tree theme around here this year. You may have noticed trees everywhere. So we wanted to keep in that tree motif. And teachers, as you use your spoons to mix ingredients on your stoves, please know that your unique contributions to our RE program are the ingredients that make up the wonderful recipe of children's religious education here. So thank you, teachers, and big thanks to Dave Cicero for making these really wonderful, meaningful presents for our teachers. So next, I'd like to invite up the middle schoolers to do a little presentation about their class. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Next, we have musical interlude with Isabel. Thank you.
2 weeks ago, we took part in a project called Blessings in a Backpack. Blessings in a Backpack is an act of social justice that provides kids with snacks for the weekend. We filled over 1,000 bags with food that will prevent kids from hunger over the weekend. The kids will receive food in their backpacks until the end of the school year. There are many qualities to recognize and use on our way to creating social justice. Join Dora the Explorer on her journey to find social justice.
I need my map. Dora, Luke has lost his banana. Oh, I have something in my back.
Empathy. Empathy is being in someone else's shoes and trying to understand what they're going through.
Dora, do you remember when you stole Iguana's hat?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, I suppose I'll let you through and forgive you. In the real world, countries or groups of people need to forgive others in order to move forward in the path to social justice.
Dora, this is Diego. He has a boo-boo.
Make it better.
Okay, I have something for you.
This band-aid will stop the bleeding for a little bit. It can't make the scratch go away completely. This happens a lot with problems in the real world, like hunger. People can donate food and money, but that can only help for a little while. It doesn't get to the root of the problem. There's a Chinese proverb that says, give a man a fish, and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. The first one is an example of a band-aid fix, while the second is getting to the root of the problem.
Dora, this is Tico. He has a joke to tell you.
Okay, what's the joke?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
To the other side? It is important to have humor and joy in our lives. It helps people think more about the good things in life rather than the bad. Telling jokes can make someone's day.
This is the troll. He needs something from you before we can pass.
Okay, well, I think I have something in here.
I'm the grumpy old troll. You need imagination to figure out how to pass me across the bridge on the path to social justice. Imagination is insight on how we can creatively solve problems in our community and world.
This is Benny the Bull. He's scary.
Guess I'll need something in my backpack to help you out.
Sometimes we have to act courageously when we see injustice.
Watch out for the tree!
Awareness is the state or ability to perceive, to feel, to be conscious of events and objects.
Now we have Mariana the Mermaid. She has something to say.
It's important to recognize all that we have and can share with others. When there is unequal access to needed resources, there is injustice. Working to help others get what they need helps to work towards achieving justice in our world.
It's Swiper! Swiper!
Oh no!
Justice can be found when all of these examples are found in a society.
During our path towards social justice, we also learned about a utopian society and what it would be like to live in a utopian society, as well as Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which basically states that people need their basic needs met, like food and shelter, before they can fill their higher needs of love and belonging. All in all, we learned to be aware of how we can help people in our community.
Thanks, kids. And kids can go back to their seats, and I just want to recognize and thank their teachers. So we have Dave Cicero and Chris Pesky and Kim Soor and Susan Atkinson and Miki Craven. And Amy Johnson is also one of their teachers. She couldn't be here today, but thank you so much. schoolers to come on up. They have the most experience of doing this. Some of them have been doing this for a long time.
Hey, didn't we do something with Jonah and Nelson this year?
Yeah, words to live by, right?
Yeah, in that we brought up many questions, like, what do we all believe? Why don't we figure it out? Do we all share similar beliefs, or are we all pretty different?
Can you believe in faith as well as in science, or do they conflict with each other?
Are each of our spiritual perspectives influenced or affected by our individual journeys? Are we born with some of our beliefs? What is it in our lives that affects us the most? How much do our families influence our belief sets? What about our childhood?
Is it even possible to answer these questions? How can we possibly explain all of our opinions? Will asking others help us to discover our own answers to these questions? What about writing ideas down? Or talking to each other? Should we explain all these? Should we keep it personal? Why don't we try it and see what happens?
What did we do with Greg?
Didn't we learn about Buddhism?
What is Buddhism?
Isn't it a religion?
No, I don't think so. Isn't it more of a life philosophy?
What do you mean by life philosophy?
Well, Buddhism lays down a set of principles on how to live your life, right?
Don't they practice meditation?
Yes, I believe you learned about that. I want to say they're all about compassion and mindfulness, too. Do I remember right?
Yes, I think so. Don't they believe in universal balance with karma and reincarnation, too?
It's really an amazing way of thinking about life. Could we bring this up again next year?
Didn't we talk about something with Sonia Wickman?
We made a covenant, right?
And didn't we figure out how we can come together in community to support and care for each other?
Wouldn't that depend on how our different experiences in our lives shape us?
Well, that doesn't define us, though, right?
Then whose life are we living?
How can we come to live a genuine life on our own terms?
Don't you think personality differences and assumptions affect relations?
But how does that relate to the concept of soul, life after death, and free will?
Do we have to answer any of these questions anytime soon?
Didn't we do a Valentine's Day dinner? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, and I also heard that we volunteered at the repairs of the Breach Homeless Center. Wasn't it great to see all the good we could do?
Aren't we planning on going to Life Strategies where they do horse therapy in June? That is going to be so cool, right?
Yeah, and didn't some people go to the youth cons this past year? And aren't we also possibly going to co-host with UUCW in the fall? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah! Isn't it awesome how we learn about projects like Catholic workers?
Yeah, and didn't we also help sort food for the Second Harvest food pantry?
In our reunion this year, we did a lot of questioning of our beliefs, of our futures, of society, and its values. As such, we decided that our year would best be represented by showing you exactly how much questioning we managed to fit into our short time together. Hopefully it wasn't too confusing, although if it was, then it will have been even more accurate in conveying the complex nature of our discussions. In the end, however, we all came away with a greater understanding of ourselves than we had before. Don't you think we can safely consider this year's RE a resounding success?
Well, that was awesome. So, I don't think a lot of the high school teachers are here, actually, but I want to have the ones that are here come up, which I know Phil Smith is here. And is Joanne Nelson here? There she is. Come on up. And they have two other regular classroom teachers, Sonia Wickman and Greg Valdi. Is Greg here? They're here. But thank you so much for teaching this year. And I'd also like to have come up and recognize the youth group advisors who meet with kids after class and they plan some of the service projects and things. So that's Kristen Sandin and John Stout and Mary Fitzpatrick and Carl Tim are the youth advisors. And John can't come up because he's doing sound, but he's back there. So thank you, John. And I also also want to recognize our OWL teachers, two of whom are up here already. I think Phil Smith, well, John is virtually up here. But we taught the 7th to 9th grade Our Whole Lives Human Sexuality curriculum this year. And so Phil and John were teachers, as well as Chris White and Terry Copeland. So we wanted to thank them for their commitment. They go to a training, and then they offer this really excellent program. And I'll just say really quickly, the kids did an evaluation at the end of the class, and every single kid said it was either super great, excellent, or, you know, really wonderful at the end of the OWL program. So it's a great program that I hope most of your kids get a chance to participate in. So thank you all. Come up and take your presents, please. And then the Spirit Play class already presented during the Story for All Ages, but I'd like to have their teachers come up again since we didn't get a chance to recognize them. So Kelly Cole, Megan Fetters, Michelle Hoyt, Carlin Wagner, Anna Friss, and Sheila Larkin, who can't be here today, were their teachers. And I think this group deserves some special recognition because implementing the new program was a big undertaking. It began with Anna and Carlin and I going to a weekend workshop to learn how to get this thing going. And then we created this wonderful classroom, which hopefully some of you have seen, our big double classroom. We set up workstations, and we have to really thank Anna Friss, wherever she is. She volunteered to make all these story baskets, some of which were incredibly complicated. She made like 20 story baskets, and it was really a gift of generosity and love. And I also wanted to thank Carly, because she's a Montessori-trained teacher, and our program wouldn't have been as wonderful as it is without her doing all that she did. So thank you, guys, for being our inaugural speaker. And I also just wanted to mention, one of the greatest moments to me of the past year was when we reached out to our community to see if we could find a few people who would be willing to be buddies to a very special child in our community. And almost immediately, four people stepped up to do that. And it really touched me, and it just is a demonstration of what a wonderful community we have here. So I wanted to recognize and thank Barbara Howell. I'm not sure if I've seen Barbara here. Kevin C., Susan Vincent, and Jason Wickman. So if you guys are here, please come up and take a gift and take our thanks, receive our thanks for being buddies to a really special kid in our program. And then I also want to recognize the people who lead our transitions programs every year. We're really fortunate to have Lynn Smith, who does our senior transitions program and does a really fabulous job with our graduating seniors, and Sue Lewis, who works with our 5th and 6th graders in transitions. So if you guys could come up. Those programs, they do a worship service, which a lot of you have attended, which are really outstanding. But they work with the kids throughout the year and inspire them and keep them on task, and so we're really, really fortunate and grateful for you guys for the work that you do with the transitions. And lastly, I really want to thank the members of the RE committee. So this program, I'm just the one who kind of, you know, makes sure all the pieces are in place, but it's really inspired and determined our course through the work of the RE committee. Everybody on the committee currently this year are also teachers or advisors, so they've all come up. But I just would like them to stand and be recognized for their work on the committee. Dave Cicero, Kristen Sandin, Megan Fetters, and Helen Vera. And there's just one more person. I'm just going to have you stand up because I know if she comes up front, she'll start to cry. But Susan Atkinson can stand up also. I just really want to recognize Susan. She's leaving our community because they're moving, which is terrible. But Susan, in the few short years you've been here, you've really touched a lot of us and made such an enormous impact on this place. She's responsible for most of the trees that have been adorning the place. And just as a reflection of how much she's done and how much she's been involved and how much time she's spent here, she was invited to our staff lunch this year as an honorary staff member. But Anyways, we love you and we'll really miss you, and thank you. Give a plug. We still need a few more RE teachers for next year, and we could use a person to come onto the RE committee as well. So if you're interested in doing any of those things, please see me after the service. And now, please stand as you're willing and able and join in singing our closing hymn, A We Give Thanks. And the tune is in your teal hymnal, number 1010, but we're going to sing the lyrics that are in your order of service. They help out so often with our kids and with our music, and also Christy Ayler, who volunteered to lead this service. It's a lot more work to do the music when you got all the kids involved. So we would like you guys to stand up and come up and get a gift and be recognized also. This place wouldn't be the same without the music that you guys offer on such a regular basis. So thank you.
As we extinguish our chalice and leave this place, let us take with us
a sense of joy from the gifts which we've been honored.
A sense of appreciation for the work of others from whom we benefit. A sense of commitment to the strengthening of our church. A sense of love from those who support us in this community.
A sense of awe for what we can accomplish when we work together.
And a sense of wonder for the amazing life that we have each been given.
All right, and finally we get our final high schoolers are going to do Black Magic Woman.
So we'd like to dedicate this our performance today to our minister. But high schoolers suggest don't overinterpret the words. We're going to do Santana's Black Mesa.